glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The Gospel of John shares how Jesus was persecuted by the Jews. Our reading today follows the miraculous healing that Jesus did for the lame man who laid by the pool of Bethsaida. Let's listen to what Jesus teaches as we read from John chapter 5, verses 16 through 30. So because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer: "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." John's account gives us the two reasons why the Jewish religious leaders persecuted Jesus and plotted his death. First, Jesus healed the sick on the Sabbath day, which they saw was a breaking of the law of God. The second was because Jesus made himself equal with God, which in their eyes was blasphemy. After we have a song, we will consider what all Jesus says about himself and the Heavenly Father.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last, within myself there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life
sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I can do.
Make my life a living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to you.
Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
The Sabbath day was set apart from all other days. No regular work was to be done on the Sabbath. It was to be a day of rest for Israel and for all the working livestock as well as the people. However, the traditions that had developed through the years brought about judgments as to what could be done and what would be a violation of the law of God. Helping someone by healing them was not a violation of the law, but rather a judgment of the Jewish council. In other places, Jesus contests their accusations about his working on the Sabbath. Probably worse than their belief that Jesus was breaking the Sabbath day by showing mercy to people in need was his claim to be God's own son. Actually, the real accusation to have Jesus crucified was that he blasphemed or that he defamed the name of Jehovah by making the claim that he was God. The Apostle John begins his gospel account by declaring his and others witnessing Jesus to be the Word that became flesh, and they beheld his glory. When the people were holding up Abraham as the father of the nation of Israel, Jesus said to them, "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus was revealing his eternal nature. He had indeed come from heaven, for he was with God in the beginning. Jesus harmonizes his every work with the Heavenly Father. He and the Father are one. In our reading, Jesus tells us that he will be judging men because God has given him this authority. But the point that Jesus would make is not to fall under his or the Father's judgment, but rather hear his words, come to faith in him, and secure eternal life. Condemnation is for sins that have not been forgiven. Salvation is about having sins forgiven. It is only possible through the saving power of Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Jesus points to the day of judgment and the end of time when the graves will be opened and the dead will be raised. That day, all the graves will be opened. Those who have done good will be raised to life, but those who have done evil, there is condemnation. We are still waiting for that day of judgment to come. Time marches on, but the Apostle Peter declares in his writings that the day of the Lord will come like a thief. At that time, the heavens will disappear and the earth and everything in it will be destroyed. Presently, we can choose how we will appear before the Heavenly Father and his Son Jesus. We can choose to live holy and blameless lives. Such preparations brings us into God's amazing grace. We want to encourage every listener to prepare yourself for the eternal judgment. Our God is patient. not wanting any to perish. Are you among those who are honoring the Father and the Son? Reverence is more than just acknowledging God's existence and the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Jesus gives life. Just as he had the power to heal the broken body of the lame man, so he has the power to heal our brokenness, the brokenness of our souls. Let him heal you today.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.